Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today Bhagwan has blessed us with a beautiful bhajan. It is the Maha Mantra, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna Mantra. But very lovely composition of this mantra into a melodious tune, a tune which all of us can follow and get lost in it. So this is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
So let's get on with the lyrics of the bhajan. It is just the names Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna also comes, Govinda also comes. So these are the lyrics of the bhajan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna Rama, Rama Krishna, Hare Hare. Govinda Krishna, Gopala Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Hare Hare.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, Brother Ashwath and Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration of the tune of the bhajan, and after that we'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan, and then you will hear a conversation about the importance of these names of the Lord, about the importance of how these names, just by chanting, can sublimate our lives. Mr. Vijay Sarathi, someone who has been in Prashanthi Nilayam for more than 30 years and has been serving in the administrative block of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning as a senior statistician, he is going to share his insights, very beautiful insights, on the names of the Lord. So let's now learn the tune and then we'll move on to the other parts of the program.
This bhajan is set to scale G Pancham.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. 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 Krishna Rama, Rama Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Rama, Rama Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Krishna, Rama Rama Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Krishna, Rama Rama Krishna, Hare Hare. Govinda Krishna, Gopala Krishna. 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 Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Hare Hare. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
So you had Brother Ashwath along with Brother Anirudh demonstrating to us this beautiful bhajan. Of course, for a bhajan like this, you don't really want to go into the raga and the technicalities, because a bhajan is so simple. You just want to only chant the names of the Lord. If someone sings it once, you just get it. And after that, it keeps ringing within you. It keeps ringing in your ear. That is the beauty of this bhajan. In fact, that is how this Maha Mantra is, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. That's how Swami would want it also. It should just continuously become a part of us, become a part of our breath. But in any case, just so that we complete this bhajan classroom session, let's also discuss the swaras. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga on which this bhajan is based?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
This bhajan, as you said rightly, it is a simple namavali where anybody just sings once, you get it. So I think the raga which belongs to that kind of category is Shankaravarnam.
Yes.
Where all the notes are shuddh and it is easy to sing. However, the first line has a small deviation from Shankaravarnam. It has a beautiful komal ga being added to it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Re ga.
There's a komal ga.
Re sa sa re ni sa.
From the second line onwards, it is completely Shankaravarnam. In fact, when I heard this bhajan, I was reminded of one more vintage bhajan which we did.
Govinda, Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda,
which is also vibrant like this.
Yes.
Bhajans which are having just the words Rama, Krishna, Narayana are the most vibrant.
Yes.
It turns out to be like that. The Namam,
yes,
is so vibrant and it is so beautifully composed.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Krishna, Hare Ram.
In fact, you actually don't need anything. You just feel like just singing, that's all. No musical instruments, no problem. Just clap your hands and sing.
Yes.
That's how it inspires these bhajans.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Even
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
So all the dhuns, all the namavali bhajans,
yes,
are mostly centered around Shankaravarnam to keep it very simple so that everybody can follow.
So true. In fact, you have many of Bhagwan's bhajans also, which are in Shankaravarnam, isn't it?
Yes. Some of them are Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya.
Hey Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara, Shiva Shankara Shambho. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma.
Yes. In fact, when you come to think of it, Bhagwan's first bhajan was also in Shankaravarnam,
yes,
right?
Manasa Vajare Guru Charanam. Yes. The whole moment of bhajan started with
Shankaravarnam.
Simple raga, Shankaravarnam. Yes.
Yes, I think so. That way, Swami is communicating that I want bhajans,
yes,
to be very simple so that all can follow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful. So, let's get down to the swaras.
Yes, the first line.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Pa sa 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 re sa ni sa re sa re ga re sa sa re ni sa. Pa sa 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 re sa ni sa re sa re ga re sa sa re ni sa.
Krishna,
wonderful. So let's do the simple beat of the bhajan also.
Yes, the beat of the bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare.
Beautiful. Thank you, Anirudh and Sai Prasad.
Thank you, Prasad.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So with the Raga and Tala done, let's now spend more time on the significance of these names of the Lord, and you will hear very beautiful insights about the profundity of these names of the Lord from Mr. Vijay Sarathy. Mr. Sarathy has been serving in the administrative block of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for more than 30 years, a sincere sadhaka. He has spent so many years witnessing the leelas of the Lord and ruminating on the significance of every act of the Lord. He has spent so much time doing the Ramayana and understanding the depth of the teachings inherent in this holy epic. So here is the conversation with Mr. Vijay Sarathy. Sai Ram, Brother Vijay Sarathy, and welcome to this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. It's really so heartening to have you for this program, because you're someone who has spent so many years with Bhagwan, spent so much time ruminating on his messages, and Nama Smarana, the importance of chanting the name of the Lord, the profundity behind the names of the Lord, is something that you have ruminated upon, something that you have experienced. So if you can just share from your understanding of what Bhagwan has mentioned in his discourses, what is the power of chanting these beautiful names of the Lord, Rama, Krishna, Govinda, Radha, that are there in this bhajan? How have you experienced the power of these names in your life?
Sai Ram, in Bhagwan's kingdom, Bhagavan has given opportunity for all of us doing service, prayers, sadhana, but at the same time, bhajan was given the utmost importance. That actually stimulates the namasmarana during the bhajan in a way, in various forms of gods we pray. At the same time, away from the bhajan also, we do lot of namasmarana. Bhajana in Bhagavan's terminology, bha plus ja plus na. Navarandramulalo janinchu bhaktiye bhajana. That is, in your body, all the navarandras.
The nine holes in the body.
Yeah. The bhakti should be emanated.
Oh, through all the pores of the body. Oh,
that okay. Is why Nagar Sankirtana, he said, Dehamane Mahanagaramlo, Sankirtana Chayadame, Bhajana Chayadame, Nagar Sankirtanam.
Oh,
so, naturally, wow. Your body should be immersed with that.
means your body is the nagar. The city.
Yes.
In the city of your body
the bhajana should be. Navaraja bhajana should come out.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
That is called Nagara Sankirtana Bhajana.
Wow.
This is the Akshara Tattvam which Bhagavan has told in very old 1960s, I think.
Wow.
This is, I wrote a small poem in Telugu in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sure. recollected and I told.
Wonderful.
Namam manah. Manasini. To streamline the manas, namam is given. Why should we streamline our manas? Any activity we do, we have to concentrate and do. So manas is the only tool which makes us to do the action. When manas is purified with the nama, all your actions are purified. This is the basic meaning of namam, namah. So this is the akshara tattvam. There are So various names given by the, we have come across in the Puranas. Ramanamam for that matter. Ramanamam, I'll speak, quote little bit in Telugu script
sure.
and I'll explain that in the English.
Sure.
Satya dharmamulanu poshinchunadi Ramanamam. Kama krodhamulu vadinchunadi Ramanamam. That is, the desires are killed and the krodham, the anger, anger for getting the desires done is the krodham, not the general anger.
Yes. So the anger is because of the desire.
Because of the desire.
Yes.
These two are cultured and nurtured by the Ramanamam, Ramavataram.
Mm-hmm.
So when you chant the Ramanamam, naturally these two will go off.
Kama and krodha.
Kama and krodha.
Mm-hmm.
Satya dharma will be uplifted in you. Satyam, knowing that you are the God. Dharmam, for which you are born, you have to do the actions.
Hmm.
That is bestowed by the Ramanamam.
Wow.
So, Ramanamam for anybody, it is not, doesn't belong to one caste or one sect and all. It is for all, entire mankind. Ramanamam is so powerful, if you chant Ramanamam, even your ancestors who are up there, they will be elevated. It is stated in the Puranas.
Hmm.
Ramanamam is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Even our Pitru Devatas who are in different worlds, if you chant Ramanamam on behalf of them, they will be elevated.
Wow.
Such is, in Bhagavan's kingdom, we have seen Sitarama statue everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The main mandir has on top of it.
Yes.
Main entrance has it.
Yes.
So Rama is given the utmost preference. Rama is Sakshat Sadasiva.
Mm-hmm.
Now Krishna Namam. Krishna namam karishana, krushititi krishnaha. Kamarasamala sarivanu nasanamu cheyunade Krishna namam. That is, it will make you desireless and the body for the amsam. Amsam means wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna says, mame vamso sarvabhutanam. Amsam is different, vamsam is different.
Mm-hmm.
All of us has amsam of Krishna as wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Amsa is spark.
Amsa, spark, wisdom, for which you are given this birth to do the action.
Mm-hmm.
Without Krishna Amsa, nobody exists in this world.
So
all the 14 worlds.
Wow. So we all have the Amsa of
Amsa.
Krishna.
That is why Krishna alone said, Mamai Vamso Sarva Bhutanam.
Yes.
But Ramudu the Vamsam, Raghuvamsam.
Raghuvamsam.
Blood, from which we are all born.
Mm.
No?
Yes.
That is Vamsam.
That is Vamsam, the clan.
Clan.
Yes.
So Vamsam is also important.
Hmm.
Amsam is also important.
So the body and the spark in the body.
And the spark in the body. So you are, some people say, we have heard in Puranas, you are born with this Vamsam, Bharadwaj Vamsam, Lapate Krishnuda Vamsam. No, that means those saints gave you some wisdom
yes.
to for which you are born in this earth. And you will do that.
You belong to a particular sage's lineage.
Sage's lineage. Mm. Because they have given that boon to you to do the work.
Mm.
For uplifting the mankind and for your own sadhana.
Yes.
Let it be anything. We say Hanuman is Siva Samsam.
Yes.
So Siva spark is given in him.
Yes.
So Amsam, Vamsam is different. Krishna Namam when you say, when you chant, Lobha Moha will be killed. Lobha represents Pandavas.
Mm.
Moha represents
attachment.
Lobha represents Kauravas.
Kauravas.
Moha represents Pandavas. Moham, Arjuna has so much moham. All are my brothers, cousins, this, that.
Attachment.
That yeah. Attachment. Mm. So he has nurtured the moham. And lobham he didn't touch and kill. He made moha to kill.
Oh, okay, wow, that's beautiful. He made
moha to kill.
To kill lobha.
Before killing that lobha, he cultured them, nurtured them.
Yeah. Wow, I think that's very beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Arjuna who, because of attachment. Was not able to do his duty.
He
refined that trait in him.
That trait in him.
So that he used that moha.
To kill the lobha. Krishna didn't touch at all.
Yeah, to annihilate lobha. And he didn't pick a weapon.
No.
Yes.
So, those who are miserly, those who are lobha, God will never touch them. So, through which Santi Prema he has uplifted. Santi he gave it to Pandavas. Prema he gave it to Gopikas.
Oh, wow.
Gopika Prema, how they got means, they have Tadatmya Bhavam. Krishna, you and I are one. But I enjoy your presence everywhere by being separate from you. That is Gopika Prema.
Yes. Diversity in unity.
I want to be separate, but still I enjoy you in all.
Yes.
That is Gopika Prema. Tadatmya Bhavam. Tadatmya Bhavam. That Gopika has. So when you chant Krishna Namam, you will definitely get Santi Prema. Your Lobha Moha in you will definitely get killed.
And to vanquish Kama and Krodha, chant Ramanama.
So it is sure. Rakshasattvamunaku mokshamini ichchevadu Ramanamamu. Rama, Rakshasattvam, simple definition. Neelo, Rakshasattvamunaku mokshamini ichchevadu. All the demonic qualities in you.
Rama. So to subdue the Rakshasattva in you.
Rakshasattva.
Oh, okay. So that is, so your Rakshasattva will get moksha.
Moksha.
Basically your Rakshasattva will get annihilated.
Annihilated.
When you chant Ramana.
Ramanamam. Krishna Namam, you will get wisdom.
Wow.
That is Krishna Nama. In that we say Govinda. Govinda Namam also we say. Govinda means Gakaramakada Vindam. Ante Kakshulu. Eyes. So when you chant Govinda Namam, you will be bestowed with good eyes which has good wisdom. So you will see Krishna in all. You will see God in all.
So can you explain that once again, that etymology?
Govinda. Vindam means eyes.
Oh, Vinda means eyes.
Eyes. Gakaram. Ga represents Jnanam.
Jnanam. Oh, okay.
So you will get those eyes to see.
So you will get the eyes of wisdom.
Wisdom.
When you chant Govinda.
When you chant. Sometimes when you must have heard, when you, by mistake, if you your feet touches others, you know, you'll say, Krishna Krishna, I have done the mistake. Why should you say Krishna Krishna? That means without any buddhi, you kicked somebody.
So it was an act, bereft of wisdom.
Bereft of wisdom. So where there is bereft of wisdom, you say Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And when you have terrific appetite, my stomach says Rama Rama. There you say it is Jivam. It represents Jivam. It is connected to Jivam. So every Jivarasi for food, it says Rama Rama. My stomach is saying Rama Rama.
Yeah, when you're hungry, you
hungry.
Say that. Yes. Yeah.
Similarly, when you hear some bad words, you rub your ears and say Siva Siva, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, you close your ears.
Close your ears. No, Siva Siva, I don't want to hear this. No, there, Siva represents Jivam. Sakala Jivarasilo unnavadu Sivude.
So Shiva, which represents the individual soul.
Individual soul.
Yes.
Which is present in all. And how can you tell bad about others to this soul?
Because it's the same Shiva.
Same soul.
Which is there in everybody.
Everywhere.
So that's why you want to close. You
close
don't want
your,
to hear
I don't want to hear. Siva, 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 Siva.
Because everybody is God.
Everybody is God. So all these sayings and all came through Maharshis.
Yes.
And our Hinduism, Sanatana Dharmam, is so great, just it gives a way of life.
Absolutely.
Way of life. Life and living, only Bhagavan changes. If so many things we hear, Puranas we read, this, that we read, but something will show for life, something will show for living. But Bhagavan's proximity shows life and living.
You'll have capabilities and you'll be equipped to deal with life and living.
And life and living. Mm. You will have a disciplined life for good living. That Bhagavan makes.
Wow.
That is why not only the service, we do bhajans. Not only the bhajans, we help others. Not only help others, we try to do our own sadhana.
Mm.
For every sadhana, he keeps a carrot above us. Oh, this you have to achieve. Again you do, he keeps another carrot you have to achieve.
Mm.
That in Bhagavan's kingdom, everybody faces.
Yes.
Such a sweet Lord, the whole journey he'll be with us. Mm. And end of the journey is also he is there.
Yes.
That is the greatest with our Bhagavan.
Mm.
This is the Namatattva.
Wonderful. So if you can just share, you know, in your spiritual sadhana, were there any moments when, you know, really you felt so happy, felt so joyous with the revelation that you got about the power of the name or the power of Nama Sankirtana, or, you know, or which gave you a fillip in your spiritual sadhana as you are pursuing this path of chanting the name of the Lord and benefiting from it?
Yes. Actually, Bhagavan told me to write Ramayana. It was a great fortune.
Mm-hmm.
That on some other episode, I'll speak about my sojourn of writing the Ramayana.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end of the journey, there was one anubhavam, miracle, experience happened.
So you wrote it in Telugu, sir?
I wrote it in Telugu. Mm-hmm. I'll be writing in English also shortly.
Okay.
It may take another 2-3 years to write.
Mm-hmm.
It is better the author write it in English.
Correct.
But I want to write in English poetry also. Because nobody has written Ramayana in English poetry. Very few would have written. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have not seen.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to write in poetry also and the Tattvam.
If Swami wants, he will work through you. Yeah, please go on.
Yeah. When my book was to be published in 2007.
What is the name of the book, sir?
Atma Tattvardha Ramayanamu.
Oh. Atma Tattvardha Ramayanamu. So the, if I have to put it in English, it is the Atma Ramayana.
Souls, the Supreme Spirit which is in you, how it becomes Rama.
Oh, okay. So journey of the Ramayana of the soul.
Or Ramayana of the soul. Actually, the Ramayana, which Bhagavan's sojourn, if you see, Rama's sojourn.
Yes.
Every character in that represents your own character in you. And every character, if it is nurtured and cultured, as stated in Ramayana, then naturally the Atma will become Paramatma.
Paramatma. Mm-hmm.
That is how, with Akshara Tattvam, I wrote.
So it's basically you're mapping Ramayana to our own self.
Exactly.
Okay.
Cosmic journey.
Wow, beautiful.
Cosmic journey. When my book was to be published in, I thought of publishing, getting it published by November 23rd, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I have sent the PDF file to publisher in somewhere in August, September.
Mm-hmm.
He took 2 months. He never called me. Whenever I called, sir, we are printing, we are doing our duty. And I was a little upset. October end has come. November, I want to release it. I was so much upset. You will not believe me. Every day morning, we do Omkara Suprabhatam.
Yes.
And one day after the Suprabhatam, I was looking at Hanuman's photo. Mm. Please listen. I heard some voice. Meeru, I'll tell you in Telugu, then I'll tell you. Meeru oka tattvam rayadam marchipoyaru. You have forgot to write one tattvam.
Oh-ho.
One philosophical meaning.
Mm-hmm.
You have explained Lakshmana as gunam. Virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Rama, Atma. Bhakti, Anjaneya, as Anjaneya.
Mm-hmm.
Indrajit as Indriyas in you.
Mm-hmm.
So in the war, when Jivatma, that is Atma, has to get Sita, that is Sadgnanam, by killing desires, that is Ravana.
Mm-hmm.
Indrajit will first come for fight.
Mm-hmm.
Guna goes to fight with Indrajit.
Mm-hmm.
When your own virtue, when it is fighting with desires, indriyas, it was almost out. It almost fell down.
Almost
it
fell down.
It is totally null.
Lakshmana soon then.
Soon,
Yes.
So, then which character helped? With the command of the Atma, the bhakti in you, The bhakti in you, which is not killed,
yes,
that will go and get Sanjeevani.
Hmm.
Sanjeevani means sam sa plus g plus va.
Hmm.
Satyamaina jeevamu navarantramulo nimputiye Sanjeevana. That bringing back your own jeeva shakti again,
okay,
is called Sanjeevani.
So bringing satya back to your life.
Back to you. Satyamaina jeevamu. That living force. To bringing back to the living force in you.
Yes.
That bhakti helps.
So
with the command of?
So bhakti can do this.
Bhakti can do.
Bhakti can bring back,
yes,
the life principle of truth,
truth
into
in
our
you.
Being.
For the Ramakarya.
For Ramakarya.
So this you forgot to write.
This is really so beautiful. I mean, you're saying that, you know, because we all are going through it all the time. Virtue is trying to fight with our senses.
Yes.
You know, all the time there are temptations.
Yes.
You know, one day you think you have conquered, next day again you fall for it. You're not able to get complete victory over your senses.
Yes. And your own devotion.
Yes.
With the command of.
But your bhakti is
bhakti,
what?
Bhakti, if it is there.
Then
it will be revived.
Then you have Sanjeevani.
Yeah, then you will get
Sanjeevani. If bhakti is there, then your virtues can be revived.
Revived.
And strengthened.
Yes.
To fight the enemies of the senses.
This you forgot to write. I was shocked how he told. Then I thought, Swami, I will write this in when I write English Ramayana.
Mm-hmm.
Then he smiled and went. You will not believe. I went to office. I told one of my friends this conversation. And I was, at 10:30, I got a call from Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
Publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, the file which you have sent is got corrupted.
Uh-huh.
Please send again. I was jubilant.
Oh my God.
I was jubilant. I immediately added that para which I got the conversation from Hanuman.
Mm.
That I narrated. And
so this was just a voice from Hanuman?
Voice. I was morning so peaceful, you know, after Namakar Subharvatam, looking at his photo, chanting Ramanamam, I got this.
Wow.
Then I immediately corrected. I was so happy.
Mm.
But it came on November 23rd. The book came on November 23rd.
Mm.
You know November 23rd, how busy everybody will be.
Yes.
How my book can be kept on the samadhi. Impossible.
Mm.
So I kept on November 24th on the samadhi and I kept it in my house.
Mm.
I went to office. Mm. I went for some other work.
Mm.
Then at 3:30 or so, Swami has kept lot of vibhuti in the book.
Materialized.
Mm-hmm. Many times it happens in my house.
Mm.
So my book was blessed by Bhagwan with vibhuti and kunkuma.
Mm.
And one hard thing was there.
Mm-hmm.
I just opened and saw it is a statue.
Inside the book?
Inside the book.
It's materialized on its own.
Inside the book.
Oh my God.
That statue contains Rama in Sanskrit, Ramanamam. That above the Ramanamam, Hanuman.
Uh-huh.
And Hanuman is carrying Sanjeevani. I was so happy.
Wow. Wow. So the statue is a beautiful elaboration of the power of the name. Because on top of the name stands Hanuman.
Yes.
And on top of Hanuman is Sanjeevani.
Yes, Sanjeevani.
And we
Ramanamam is carrying Hanuman. Hanuman is carrying Sanjeevani.
And we just discussed that Hanuman represents bhakti.
Bhakti.
So for bhakti you need first Nama.
Yes.
So Nama is
Nama
what
is the power
bhakti. Power
of.
And then bhakti is what will help us to
get back the Sanjeevani.
Get back the Sanjeevani. To refurbish ourselves, regenerate ourselves,
our
to fight our
virtue,
senses.
Yes, in the sojourn.
Yeah.
This blessing was wonderful in my life.
Amazing.
Never forget.
Amazing.
I love to share this. But how best it will be helpful to others. One has to listen to the Atma Tattva or the Ramayana.
Yes. And I think sometime we should record that, sir. That will be very, very beautiful. But I think even what you have shared today is so profound. Because, you know, Swami constantly has been asking us to chant the names of the Lord. You know, that's the whole purpose. He started his mission with a bhajan.
Yes.
And he said, you know, the first bhajan had all these names of Arunachala Shiva. And, you know, Om Namah Shiva,
Manasa Bhajare
Gucharanam. And I think this is the one activity, as you mentioned, which is constant in Prashant Nilayam. But, you know, here, but for me, the most important takeaway is we are constantly trying to sublimate our senses. We are trying to get over our kama, krodha, moha, lobha. I mean, that's a journey. But here, you very beautifully, you mentioned how bhakti will help.
Help us.
And for bhakti, you need nama.
Yes. For all of us, our swasa is with namam.
Mm.
Our hands with service.
Mm.
Our feet being here in Puttaparthi. So our whole body is filled with the Bhagavan's activities. Swasa is very important.
The breath.
Breath. Yes. That becomes namam. It should become...
Like namam.
Namam.
Every time you breathe, it should be just chanting of
chanting
the name,
the namam.
Going on incessantly.
Rama namam, Krishna namam, Govinda namam, Sai namam, Siva namam, Vishnu.
Yes.
For all the gods are one.
Yes.
But each namam has its own value.
Its own value.
Its own. It does that particular thing in your...
Wow. As you mentioned before, Ramanamam is to subdue anger.
Anger.
And desire.
Desire.
Kama and Krodha.
Kama and Krodha.
Krishna will bless
Lobha,
you
moha.
With Lobha and Moha.
But so, Satya Sai, all the four.
All the four.
All the four.
Sai Rama is Satya Dharma Shanti Prema.
Yes. How? I have explained in my Ramayana.
Wow. Amazing. I think so that, I mean, in Sai Rama, Swami has packed everything.
Everything.
And given it as a capsule.
Yes.
So you do chant Sai Rama and do Sai Karya.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's all is needed for the emancipation of your life.
In the Ramayana, I have explained one more thing. What is work is worship. What is duty is God. Why work cannot be God, duty cannot be worship? What is the meaning? Work is worship represents Hanuman.
Hanuman.
Duty is God represents Arjuna. Work is worship. Whatever action, whatever work he did, he did as a worship.
To Rama. Everything was a worship to Rama.
It's like this. I alone can do. I cannot, I only can do. I am given to do. All these things will never come in work is worship.
Yes. Yes.
Bhagavan gave me this work.
Yes.
He is doing in me.
Yes.
That becomes worship.
Yes.
That is why his actions are worshipped.
Worship.
Duty is God.
Yes.
Arjuna, Krishna several times told him, I have already killed these fellows. You just put an arrow.
Yes.
There.
You just duty, do your duty.
Duty, God's duty has already done. You do your duty.
Yes.
There you are not worshipped because Krishna has already done.
Yes.
Yes. So many times God says, no, you do your duty. That means he has already paved the way for you
he's
to do.
He's already done it, actually.
Done it.
You just
sit there and obey.
Yes.
That's all. Then, many people ask me, why so many characters are there in Ramayana, Mahabharata? Why Hanuman's body alone is worshipped? Why? Because when we ask Prahlada, where is God? He is there in that pillar, that pillar, this pillar. When you ask Arjuna, where is God? My brother-in-law is God. But when you ask Hanuman, where is God? God is my Atma.
Yes, he's so
not open. Only he said that, he tore it and showed.
And showed.
That is Atma Darshanam. First you should experience and you should able to give it to, show it to others. Then when the body shows your Atma as Rama to others, then the body will be worshipped naturally. Yes.
Absolutely. Wow.
That is why Hanuman's figure was being worshipped everywhere.
Every hair of Hanuman
was
chanting the name of Rama.
So that is the greatness.
Wow.
Namam.
Yes.
The Nama Phalitam is so powerful.
When your body,
it makes you God.
Your body becomes an object of worship because it becomes very divine.
Yes.
It's charged with the name of the Lord. And I think that is what happens in our bhajan sessions, isn't it? You know, if you are chanting the bhajans, in singing the bhajans and chanting the names of the Lord with that kind of a feeling of, you know, suffused with love for God, suffused with that feeling of intense emotion, devotion for the Lord, you know, you also feel so elevated. I mean, the body does not really exist. Many times you feel that you have become one with that. You know, you also feel like a Mira. You feel like a Hanuman, at least for those few moments.
Few moments.
And I think those are the moments which we should stay in for longer periods. Longer. Then, you know, then we'll experience
this
that.
Bhagavan has explained in his poems also. On some other occasion, we'll speak on his poems and what it tells.
Yes.
Not only his
I think
bhajan.
That would be very beautiful. We can take even a bhajan and map it to Swami's poem. That would be a very beautiful.
Swami has told everything.
Experience. Wonderful.
Everything.
Wonderful. I know, sir, this is just the beginning. I know there is so much more that you have to share with us from all these years of being a sadhaka and spending time ruminating on his teachings. I'm really grateful to Bhagwan for bringing you to the studios today on elaboration of this very simple but beautiful bhajan and how we can benefit immensely from such a simple bhajan like this. Thank you so much, sir.
Sairam, Sairam, Sairam.
So that was Mr. Vijay Sarathy, someone who has been living with Bhagwan for more than 30 years and serves as the senior statistician in the administrative block of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Let's now move on to singing this bhajan once again along with all the brothers and sisters in the mandir. So you will now listen to the final version of this bhajan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
So that is how beautiful this bhajan is, dear listeners. Please share your thoughts and comments on how you like this program, or if you want any changes in the way we have been presenting these episodes on Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We are now doing the vintage bhajans and we hope that we will be able to do 100 vintage bhajans. There are so many such lovely compositions. We have to bring it back into our consciousness in the current time so that we benefit from this beautiful bhajans that Swami loved to listen in the yesteryears. If you have any queries or comments, or if you know a bhajan which is very beautiful and which used to be sung in the 60s or 70s, please feel free to send us those compositions. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.